Blog Talk Radio.
Right on the D-pad and started pressing A. That's what I want to know, because I know some of you did were like, oh, it's on. Sonic, let me collect these rings, bitch. Oops, I forgot his datum. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay.
And you just told me.
I did.
You just told me before we started. You were like, watch your language. Man.
That wasn't a bad one, but still, it's a little early. It's the top of the show, so I try not to throw one of those at you right off the bat, because you're like, because you might have just turned it on. You're coalescing with your red stapler, your red steam line, swing line stapler. Office Space reference. Some of you got that, some of you didn't. Okay, so do you have a swing? You know that they never made those, by the way?
I know. No, you know what? I think they started making a few after the movie came out because they made it so popular.
But they stopped making them. I was like, I would always keep just a nice stash of those because I would love to have one. I would love a red swing line stapler.
I would too. I think they're funny, actually.
Just for the movie. That's one of my favorite movies. I can always watch that. I don't care what. And I like the Warcraft ad that they did with it.
Yes.
All right, go ahead and do the show, because she's trying to start it up.
I am. I'm trying to get started. You know what I mean? All right. It is.
What was that?
I don't know. All right, that was... It is August 2nd, 2013. It is daytime. It is time for the news, and I slept so much last night, I'm still not awake, so kind of bear with me for a few minutes. Yes, I'm Snow White. That's right, I'm Snow White. And then that chick over there, right over there, the one that's going a little crazy. Yeah, that one, that one right there. Yeah, that one, That one is Corey/Gamanatrix.
Yeah. I'm trying to log in. I'm trying to get onto Twitch. It's not wanting to cooperate. All right, here we go. I made it. Ooh, y'all missed a good show last night.
Yes, it was very good.
It was very, very tasty. A big shout out and love to our new buddies at LFG Dating. Is it LFG? Forgot the name already. I suck.
It's LFG Dating. It's like looking for group dating. And that's why I was like, is that a dating site? Because, you know, I had to ask if it was a game or dating site. Because, come on, LFG. That's something all gamers know.
I'm BGGLFG.
What does that mean?
Black girl gamer looking for group. Not that kind of group. Yeah, we had that talk last night.
Yes, we did. We can't even talk about that today because it's daytime, remember?
Yes, you people got to go. Go. And, yeah, listen to the show from last night. It was excellent.
It was funny, actually.
It was excellent.
It
fatality.
Was very funny.
Fatality.
Fatality.
Get over
here. Yeah, buddy.
Okay, we're going somewhere with this newscast. We swear, you know, we promise.
We are, dude. I have, can I do news? I'm going to do one.
All right.
I don't know what language I'm speaking. All right. So Saints Row 4 finally managed to get a rating in Australia. Yay!
Oh, they deserve some applause for that. Oh, thanks, Saints Row.
That was loud. Y'all had scared me so bad I cussed in German. What in the world? All right. So, Saints Row 4 has actually gotten an MA-15+ rating in Australia. After being refused classification and losing an appeal on the first submission, Saints Row 4 has finally managed to secure a rating in Australia by the Australian Classification Board. After a modified version of the game was resubmitted, the Australian Classification Board classified the game as MA-15+. At issue was an issue that contained use of contained the use of alien narcotics, which improved the superpowers of players. Which improved the superpower of players for a limited time within the game. Publisher Deep Silver and developer Volition decided to remove the mission from the game. The anal probe weapon, which was highlighted as an issue within the game by Australian Classification Board, will be part of a season pass DLC package to be released at a later date. This was a statement from the publisher Deep Silver. To achieve this rating, one loyalty mission featuring the character Shandi has been removed. This mission has been widely reported on. It contains the use of alien narcotics to obtain certain superpowers. This mission represents approximately 20 minutes of gameplay out of the hours available to purchasers. The removal of this mission has no negative impact on the story or the superpowers and will not detract from the enjoyment players will get from their Saints Row 4 experience. And they continued with the the rectifier weapon. Yes, you heard me say that. Will be available as part of a DLC package as originally intended. Deep Silver stands by this decision and thanks the Australian Classification Board for their assistance with this matter. Now, see, this amazes me because Saints Row 4 had to go through all of these hoops, but GTA just kind of flew right on by.
They skated right on in.
They did it, dude. And, you know, GTA is worse.
In a lot of ways, yes. A whole lot of ways. All right, I was trying to grab some footage for Horror of the Orient, and yes, that's the name of the game. I'm not just saying that for dramatic effect, because some gameplay footage has been released. This is from the next project from L.A. Noire creator Brendan McNamara. The footage was obtained by videogamer.com, and it shows off some of the game's open world main character and combat mechanics. We cannot secure the footage, so I cannot show it to you, but you can go search it. So they're saying the auto-aiming gun mechanics are straight out of L.A. Noire, which I still have yet to play, and I probably will not get to it. I have a weekend of running a prison playing. I'm just going to tell y'all now, as soon as my cousin comes back over here with her laptop. Bring it back. I need some more. While the free running and fighting is more reminiscent of the modern-day Hong Kong set for Sleeping Dogs, Horror of the Orient has been announced. Late 2011 is when it was announced, and it's been being worked on since then by the remnants of Team Bondi Studio, which is now owned, ironically, by Australian production company KMM. I wonder if they're going to have a problem getting into Australia. Horror of the Orient, wow. Concept art from last year revealed that Warner Brothers has signed on as the game's publisher, but the company later parted ways with the project just before last Christmas. KMM was thought to have been searching for a replacement publisher, but development on the game was officially put on hold this past April after a round of people got cut. They got laid off. They got cut from the staff, or rather. McNamara's last project, the Rockstar-published L.A. Noire, was a financial and critical success, but its development was, of course, marred by controversy surrounding the work conditions, and the studio's relationship with Rockstar also reportedly soured. And as we were saying here, you guys should have shut up until that game, until the game was completely on the shelf and you made your money. Then you leave. Then you say, I'm out. I don't like it. It's horrible here. But you should have kept it. Your mouth did shut. Yes, I said it like that. Kept it. Your mouth did shut. Make your money first. That was a short one. I'm going to jump in with another one. I'm gonna say something dirty to some of you, and I'm very sorry. Red Ring of Death. Some of you went, no! No!
That hurt my heart.
I know. Breathe easy there, gamer. It's very unlikely that you'll have the same overheating problems that led to your Red Ring of Death that you had with the Xbox 360. According to VentureBeat, the machine will not be shipping until November or so, but Microsoft's Xbox Chief Product Officer Mark Whitten disclosed additional details that should Put your mind at ease. Microsoft will ship its new game console in sufficient quantities this fall and at a much higher quality level than in the past. And what they're saying this means is that it's less likely to have overheating problems, nicknamed the Red Rings of Death in the last gen because it prompted three flashing lights on the console. The other one also had Red Ring of Death. I know because mine Red Ring, the original Xbox Red Ring too. And this also means that Microsoft is less likely to have a major recall and less likely to repeat the mistakes that led to the $1.15 billion write-off in 2008. Yeah. The importance of having better product quality this time around cannot be understated. Microsoft lost a lot of customers in the last gen because it was perceived by gamers as not caring about quality problems. Even after heating issues were discovered, Microsoft denied the problems for months, and then finally it came out and said, okay, we'll replace it. God, at no charge. God. The failure rates turned out to be huge. Based on a survey of gamers, the problem was perhaps the worst defect problem in the history of consumer electronics. I wouldn't go that far, but it was pretty bad. This is we know that because we ran a 10,000-word investigation of the problem in 2008 is how they know this. They said this time Red Rings of Death are considerably less likely. Kevin Krull says a chip analyst.
I'm going to take this. I'll be right back.
Oh, Kevin Krull, mute yourself, please. Kevin Krull is a chip analyst at Microsoft. Microsoft Processor Reports said the chip was hot. It had power cycling problems and had a specific issue with packaging. This is, you can expect that this is the case that is not going to happen. In an interview, Microsoft's Larry Herb, also known as Major Nelson, said that the company had moved from its theoretical expectations for how the console will perform to having hardware in its hands, and that is why Microsoft is upgrading the performance rating of the combo chip, which puts the processor and graphics in a single chip. I don't know about that. It's going to be 2850 megahertz up from the expected 800 that they told us about originally. Microsoft also now has a good idea of how the chip will be coming back from the manufacturer and how it's performing and how they can make more precise assessments. The engineers know what the yield is going to look like, the thermal envelope, and whether or not early estimates are conservative or aggressive. The driver for the Xbox One has also been rewritten, stripping it of PC-only features so that it is optimized specifically for the Xbox One. So it's a little less PC. Krull said that Microsoft pushed hard last time to get the machine's performance higher and get it out the door. And in August of 2005, Microsoft was beginning production on the machines. Blah, 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 blah. One engineer asked Microsoft to shut down the line and delay the launch. Upper management decided not to do so. And voila, we have the Red Ring of Death. We'll see. It may not be that, but it's bound to be something else. It just happens. You're not Nintendo. I'm sorry. That was mean. But you're not Nintendo. They tend to make things that don't break unless you're trying to, or they are super, super old. So good luck. I'm on my third Xbox.
Good luck.
Which Xbox? You're still on your first one, right?
Yeah, no. Mine has. You know what? I'm gonna say this, and it's probably gonna red ring because I've been talking smack about it the whole time. But I've never had one red ring on me.
On my third one. And this one was the one that I was saying was probably going to be okay because when you turn it on, I couldn't hear it. The first one I turned on, it was like, it's like, wow, that is really loud. And how come my original Xbox wasn't that loud? Maybe it was. I didn't notice because, you know, by that time it had red ringed. And then that one red ringed. And then I got another one. It was a little quieter, but not by much. And then it red ringed. And then when I got this one, I turned it on. I was like, is it on? The light's on. Is it working? Don't tell me they sent me another bad one. And it's been hanging in there. She's been hanging in there. And probably the day that I pick up the X1, because unfortunately, people, I have to get one because I have to have Spark, and it's not on any other console. I've already talked with myself about it. We had an argument, and I told myself that we shouldn't buy a console for one game, and then myself said to myself, why not? We've done it before. So I'll be getting one. Just won't be right at launch. I must have Spark. But yeah, so I'll get one, and probably there'll be some problem, and my other Xbox will red ring that day, because that's how it happened with the other one.
You just have the worst luck, man. All right. I have an interesting story to talk about. Apparently, there's a new game out, or, you know, it's supposed to be coming out. Okay. It's called Boob Jam. Yes, Boob.
You know I'm making boobies, don't you?
I know, but just listen, okay? Boob Jam A developer game jam inspired by journalist Jen Frank hopes to create games that take the focus away from breasts as sexual objects and put it in the challenges and importance of women having them. From Frank's tweet, people began to talk about breasts beyond jiggle physics and as sexual objects. This led to a novel idea. Why not create a game jam that can create, that can explore breasts in a non-sexual way? And so she put up a Tumblr that came to life posing just that. And the tweet was, what if you had to switch to watch a sexy video game character who also buy bras, cry softly when she can't find one that fits, and go in for mammograms? And here's a quote from the Tumblr. It says, game critics, players, and big-budget developers sure seem to love talking about boobs. It never ends. Are they too big? Are they too small? Are they not covered up enough? Are the boobs believable for the character? Oh, and jiggle physics. Jiggle physics are a big deal.
That's
for
right.
The rest of us, though, boobs aren't necessarily playthings for other people. They're just something we have. That's me. Thank you very much. We live with jiggle physics every day. Sometimes boobs get in the way. Sometimes we have to cut them off. Sometimes it makes walking up the street a chore, since, after all, boobs can be the most salient sex or gender marker. Some of us wish we had boobs. Some of us curse the day they arrive. Boobs are actually kind of complicated. Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Paige goes on to explain how developers could use this opportunity to explain the challenge of having big or small breasts, the importance of breasts to a new mother or someone becoming a woman, and the reality of breast size to a superhero or a warrior, how breasts are sexualized by people who aren't men, and the fear of illness such as breast cancer or the importance of promoting breast health. The Boob Jam will run until the end of September. So if you want to get in on that, you know when to do it.
Pop me a link so I can retweet.
Yes, sorry. No, I lost it. Where'd I put it? I put it somewhere. Hold on. Hold on, Pookie. Hold on.
Yeah, we could do a whole show about boobs.
Let me give you the... We really could. I mean, geez Louise.
Boobs and games. We may have to do that show.
Let me go ahead and post this on Twitch as well. This is a Tumblr. As soon as it pops up. And it is called, it's literally called the Boob Jam. So there you go. And for those of you, for those men out there who are listening, because I know we have some male listeners, boobs are very difficult to live with. I got big ones, and I'm going to tell you straight up, they are hard to live with. It's hard for me to find clothes. It's hard for me to sleep sometimes because I can't get comfortable, you know, and I can't walk into a store without having every single guy up in that piece staring at my boobs.
That has nothing to do with the size, as you well know. What? It's the same for all of us.
Yes, it does.
No, I'm telling you, the things you just named is a woman problem. It's nothing to do with the size of your boobs. I have the same issue. I have to find stuff to wear.
Well, now, see, I don't know. I've had big boobs ever since I can remember. That's the problem.
I just had boobs and they irritate me. I could have done without these here. I think they should only be there when you have a kid, and then they should go away after. That's what I think.
I agree.
After that, it's over. I don't need these anymore. Why do I still have them? Why?
I agree. Yes. They don't serve any purpose to me. What in the world?
This bra business must stop. Can somebody make... No, yeah, look, we can't talk about that. We'll talk about that another show, y'all. Curse the person who came up with bras and pantyhose. I hate you.
Right? Gosh. Ugh.
All right. There is so much to tell you about. Okay, Blizzard... Remember, we were telling you we don't know what's going on with Titan. You know that, whatever. Okay, so Blizzard is saying they're overhauling Titan. Of course, you know, we keep telling you World of Warcraft is dying. And there's nothing you can do. Just, you know, take off your little orc hat and hold it to your chest and say a prayer because it's dying. There's nothing we can do about it. Blizzard, however, is trying to get their new MMO. It's been codenamed Titan off the ground. It's unclear what type of game it'll be at this point, because everything that we've seen, they may not use. Nobody even knows when it's going to launch. Morhaime over at Blizzard is saying that it's, he's confirmed that it's unlikely to be a subscription-based MMORPG. He didn't specify anything beyond that other than to say that Blizzard is upholding its commitment to quality. It has shifted some resources off of Titan onto other projects that are more near-term and they're likely to have a more immediate impact on Blizzard's business, including World of Warcraft and Blizzard All-Stars. You know anything about Blizzard All-Stars, anybody? What is that?
No. Okay. Idea.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. They have another game, too. There's a. This is going to be their first free-to-play iPad game called Hearthstone, and they said it's making great progress at present, and the game will be Blizzard's first title to be announced and shipped within the same year. So we should get that this year. It's clear that they said Blizzard has a lot of thinking about various projects. According to GI.biz, the free-to-play boom no doubt made the studio pause and reevaluate Titan. And Blizzard's revenues have taken a dip, falling past 65% from $634 million during last year's June quarter to $224 million this year. Furthermore, operating income from Blizzard was only $60 million this year, so they didn't do, you know, horrible. They just lost. They didn't earn as much money as they did. This is a precipitous 84% decline from the $371 million that they spent the same quarter last year. So they're spending less, they earn less, and they spend less, which is smart. That way you guys don't have to shut down. And, of course, as we all heard earlier last week, they went indie as well. So look for some Kickstarter projects to probably be popping up soon. I'm sorry that World of Warcraft is dying. I really am. But at the same time, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Look at the same thing.
I knew you weren't. I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
And I'm not going to be playing Hearthstone, I can tell you now. It's a card game.
Oh, no. I don't do card games.
It's an iPad.
I just can't.
Yeah, I tried. No. Like, I watched some kids playing Magic the Gathering when I was at RTX the year before last. And I was just like, I can't do it. Just like I love the idea of tabletop Dungeons and Dragons and Shadowrun, but I can't do it now. I mean, maybe 10 years ago it would have been good, but now I'm like, I need some graphics or at least some text to read so that I can visualize it in my head. But this card business is not helping me. You have to come up with those little 3D, those cards that look like the newspaper from Harry Potter where they move and they do stuff. Maybe they interact. Somebody do that. Do it. You, right there. You know what I'm talking about. You.
I don't think they're listening. I think you need to order them a little more. I don't think they're listening.
Oh, I tried. Good morning there, James. I tried. They're not paying attention. That's fine.
Hey, James.
We don't need you to make nothing for us.
We can do it our dang self. Man, I'm having to censor myself. That sucks. All right. Is it my turn?
Well, if you don't want it to be your turn, I got some nice happy juice I could share with the lovely people.
All right. Nice happy juice it is. Go ahead.
Well, I would like to say congratulations to Amazon. Let me give them an applause. Amazon won its first Emmy Award.
Oh, nice. Congratulations, guys.
Yay. Following Netflix's own Emmy nominations, Amazon has announced that its instant video service won a Tech and Engineering Emmy Award for its personalized video recommendations. Amazon's instant video service, of course, competes with Netflix, Hulu, and some other people out there that are putting in their two cents. But the Emmys apparently believe that Amazon was top gun. So their recommendation tools, their algorithms, and all that stuff is just awesome. So congratulations. They're the first. This is Amazon's first ever Emmy. Netflix was nominated for 14 Emmys a few weeks back for its programming. The Netflix original series House of Cards got 9 nominations, and the reboot of Arrested Development got 3. And the original series Hemlock Grove earned 2 nods, which I hear is awesome, and I want to watch. I may have to get Netflix just so I can watch it. I've seen the ads, and I'm so interested. I'm not talking to you.
I'm not saying anything.
I am not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm going over here. I want to sit over here.
I'm just giggling. Seriously.
Not speaking to you.
Whatever. You are too. You love me. You know it.
I do love you. Mm-hmm. But as you I tell y'all all the time, love is separated from how I will cut you.
That's true. That's true. I have one. Not very good news, actually.
Oh.
Right? The Sandy Hook Arcade Center, which was basically founded by Andrew Clark and Scott, I cannot pronounce your last name, Scott C. Cicciari? I don't know. I can't do that. Which was opened after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Anyway, let me start the story. Basically, it's closing on August 31st. So here we go. Ready? Way back in February, Game Politics reported on the opening of the Sandy Hook Arcade Center, which is an arcade founded by those two guys who were two longtime Newton residents. They wanted to share their love of pinball with the community in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting that resulted in the deaths of 20 children and 6 adult staff members. Clure said at the time that the response to their idea from the arcade industry and the local community was tremendous. Today we learned that the arcade will close this month. Post on the arcade's Facebook page, deliver the bad news, and give me just a second, and I will...
That's me.
Yes?
That's me.
Oh, okay.
About it.
That I will post it. There we go. Oh, no,
not
that
yet.
Was wrong.
No,
one.
Not yet. Not yet, woman.
No, I'm not doing yours. I'm doing mine, crazy.
Oh, not yet, woman.
It's just the wrong link posted for me. Can you do that again? There we go. All right, that's better. That is their page, and I just lost my story because of it. Daggum doohickey, there it is. Okay. A post on the arcade's Facebook page delivered the bad news. It said, "It is with tremendous sadness that we are announcing the closing of the Shack on Saturday, August 31st. What an amazing experience it has been for us to meet you all. Thank you for playing the games, volunteering your time, making generous donations, and having fun with us. Sorry. Your smiles, laughter, and gracious words meant the world to us. Originally, the arcade was to run for 3 months, but the founders kept it open a lot longer and clearly helped the community by extending that time frame considerably. The arcade was a place where families could bring their kids to play console, pinball, and arcade games in a friendly setting. They accomplished that mission and did their part to help bring a little joy in a town that suffered a great deal of sorrow. We tip our hats to these two wonderful gentlemen." And yes, we do. So that was the Sandy Hook Facebook page, as you can see. And the post is right here. I'm circling it. I know it takes you a while to see it, but you'll see it in just a minute. That's the post. It's very sad that it's closing, because having a place where you can go and enjoy games with your family, that is important, and it does help to heal. Doing things with your family does help to heal the sorrow that you may have experienced after a tragedy such as this.
Mm.
It is very sad, I think. Did you want to do another one? You want me to do one?
I'm ready. I was waiting on you to finish up there.
I'm good.
Go ahead and put up that video, and I'm going to ask you the question, y'all. Who run the world? Snow.
You know we do.
You're supposed to say girls.
You know we do.
Why do you not know? That's not the proper answer. It's girls. Specifically,
we're girls. Of course we do.
I'm not talking about we do. I need you to say the line. She does not take cues well. Did y'all notice that? I said, who run the world? You said,
I'm
say
tired.
Girls. Specifically, two
I'm
girls.
Tired.
Hush, woman. Specifically,
right,
two girls.
Ask me again.
I'm going to cut her. Who run the world?
Girls.
All right, thank you. Specifically, two girls named Camille and Genevieve Beatty. They are two sisters, 11 and 13 years old, and they've built a Mars rover. In their workshop at their house or their garage, they've also been invited to New York Hall of Science to show off their rover as part of a special exhibit on astronomy. The rover will roam around a mini Martian landscape and analyze rocks with hidden heat lamps embedded inside. As you see there on the video, the girls also work with their dad to do the software to control the rover. Hot. Work, girls, work. Its innards contain more than 700 components, including electrical and mechanical apparatus. Pardon me. They also have a blog up, which we'll put up on Twitter there and shortly. 13-year-old Camille revealed in an interview with VentureBeat. She says, "When I was 11, I started taking apart calculators, clocks, and TV remote controls to see what was inside. My dad asked me if I wanted to build something myself, and we started out creating simple circuits on a breadboard to light up LEDs. Then my dad asked, what do you want to build next? And I said, a robot. Baby Natrix wants to build a robot. I'm very frightened. We started out really basic at first," she says, "and learned as much as we could." She says, "I'm 13 now, and I'm in 7th grade, and we've built all sorts of rolling, crawling, flying, beeping, and blinking robots." You can check out their blog over at Beatty, Beatty-robotics.com. And it's a step-by-step look on how they put the rover together. I am so awesome. It's just in awe. Can't wait to show this to Baby Natrix. She's going to go nuts because she's been asking to build a robot. So what we started doing was teaching her to code. She goes to the code.org, the Kodu coding. So she's learning that part first. I said, if you're going to make the robot, you got to write software. He can't do anything unless you tell him what to do. And he has to know what you're saying. And he only speaks this language, kind of like learning Spanish or French. He understands this language. You learn it. You can talk to him. So I think this is awesome that their dad didn't say, hey, you're girls, so girls don't do that. Mm-hmm. And he let them, or they've done something amazing. I was going to put their, should we put up their blog? There's some pictures of them. Some of you are kind of crazy. Y'all don't go harassing the girls.
Or video. Because this video is not really working.
Is it not? Vimeo?
Oh,
Vimeo, you suck, Vimeo.
No, that's me. It's because it's lagging out. Okay, a little bit's working. That's awesome.
Look at that. Better act like you know.
That is amazing.
Oh, wow. So it has a sensor. So it knows how.
Yes.
Wow. Y'all better watch it. Oh, my God.
Those two girls are going to be all up on that. All right, let's open up the blog because the video is not really cooperating with me very well.
And look, the wheels and the turn and the track. These little girls are awesome.
Yes.
Mm. Are those
you
old,
go,
old,
girls. Old, blog's old, opening up.
So, again, I want to point out,
awesome.
11 and 13 years old, two sisters did this. So, girls, we're looking for you guys to do something awesome. Hopefully super, super awesome. I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. I'm so, so proud. Y'all know how we get here when we see our little girls doing something amazing. That is just tingle-inducing. I do. I get so proud when I see little girls doing stuff like this. Because, you know, I tell you, every time I go into GameStop or Toys R Us, it is inevitable. I run into a dad or a mom there, and they have a little girl, and they're always buying games for the boys. And I have to step in and say, hey, are you not looking at your daughter's face? Do you not see that she wants to play something too? And they go, oh, well, I don't see any Barbie. Barbie? Oh, uh-uh. Barbie? I got your Barbie. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, y'all make sure y'all go check out their blog. You know I'm militant. I got your flip Barbie. How about?
I know. That's why I'm giggling.
Ooh, Barbie. Mm-mm.
And for me, it's whatever the kids want to play with. Because even if someone's playing with Barbie, they might be doing what I used to do. I used to be making, like, businesses. Like, seriously, I would make businesses with my Barbies. Be like, okay, well, you're the boss. You're gonna be doing this part of the business. You're gonna be doing this part of the business, and had like an assembly line of all my other toys going through the business, and like it was a spa or something. Like I ran a business with my Barbies. My other toys, one would be getting a facial, one would be getting a hair done, one would be getting a pedicure. I ran a freaking business.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
Mine were on Safari, so my Barbies didn't do that either. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with Barbie. If your little girl likes Barbie, and it may be that she likes fashion, and that's a nice a reputable profession too. They make a ton of money, but the problem with that is the people that have little boys that want to play with the fashion stuff, and you go, little boys don't play with fashion. The most brilliant fashion designers in the world, about 75% of them men. So stop telling your little boys they can't play with Barbie, and stop telling your little girls they can't build robots. It's just stupid. Oh my God. Why do people tweet me things? I can't even say that on the air. I have to tell you that later. Oh.
Okay. What you talking about?
I got a tweet. I can't. I can't even talk about it.
Okay.
I can't even talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Well,
anyway.
I will go ahead and do mine.
Go ahead.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, China has decided to celebrate the People's Liberation Army with a glorious mission online. You don't know what that is? Neither did I until I read this. So listen up. On Thursday, the People's Liberation Army released a video game commemorating the founding of the powerful group developed by Giant Interactive Group. The game is called Glorious Mission Online and lets players put on the uniform of the PLA as it defends contested islands in the East China Sea called, I can't pronounce that, Diaoyu? Something like that, by the Chinese, and Senkaku by the Japanese. I don't know how to pronounce those. The first-person online action game lets players fight against the Japanese forces and yell, quote, patriotic phrases like, you will not violate our sovereign territory, and call the invaders, I can't pronounce it either, Guzi, which is a derogatory Chinese term for the Japanese occupiers during World War II. Ooh. I'm sorry I said that then. Other messages flash on the screen as players fight Japanese forces, like the bad name is are coming and the bad name has been obliterated when a mission has been completed. The game was developed by Giant... Are you beeping at me again? Was developed by Giant Interactive Group, a company that operates a number of popular... Somebody's beeping me. Oh, okay. The game was developed by Giant Interactive Group, a company that operates a number of popular online games in China, including the ZT Online 1 series, ZT Online 2, LSword, and Allods Online. Richard Chang, a spokesman for Giant Interactive, told Reuters that the military fully supports the game and wanted to give Chinese citizens a game that celebrates the Chinese military. He says that the game military was 100% behind this game. Rather than playing the same foreign games like Call of Duty and being American Marine shooting Russians or whatnot, Chinese could actually play as Chinese soldiers. I'm not so sure I agree with this particular game, mainly because it's too soon, and the derogatory names said about the Japanese. But then again, it's China, and China's not really known for being very good neighbors. They are not State Farm. They are not a good neighbor, just so you know. And Corey had to go take care of something, so I'm going to go ahead and roll all in to my next particular thing as soon as I find it, because, you know, I totally forgot what I was doing. Oh, yes, here we are. Apparently, the Polytron producer said that they were surprised by the cancellation of Fez 2. Polytron producer Marie-Christine Bordua, really hope I said your name right, Marie, said that she was pretty surprised to hear that Fez 2 has been canceled. Speaking to Joystick at the Toron... What is with all these names I can't say, y'all? Torontaru July, a monthly meetup for game players and developers in Toronto, Canada, Bordua said that she wasn't at the home office in Montreal when Fish made his very public announcement about canceling Fez 2. In case you missed it over the last weekend, Fish gave Marcus Beer from Game Trailers a very public dressing down for comments he made during his web show about Fish and fellow indie developer Jonathan Blow. After taking down Beer on Twitter, Fish announced that he was done developing games and that Fez 2 was canceled. Bordua also told Joystick that, even though the news was a surprise to her when she eventually found out, she wasn't upset about it. She said, "But it's okay. It was weird and special to learn it that way, but I respect and trust Phil a lot, so it's totally fair that he decided that, and he has his reasons." Original Fez programmer Renal Bedard, I'm going to call you RB. Jeez Louise, I can't pronounce y'all's name. Ugh. Also commented on Fish's sudden decision to cancel Fez 2, but expressed the same sentiments about his decision as Bordua. Bedard joined at the Capybara Games at the end of 2012. "The development of Fez 2 is up to him," he said. "If he decided to cancel it now, or he decided at the end of development, it's easier to cut it out now than it is to say, hey, we've been working on this for years and I'm not feeling able to finish it. So in that way, it just makes more sense. As for the future of Polytron, Bordua says that the company is working on Linux and Mac versions of Fez, and that there is other stuff on the way. She also said that her studio is working with Sony, but didn't provide any further details on that." So apparently not everyone knew what the heck was going on with that guy canceling Fez 2, and by that guy I mean Fish. We actually had a comment or a small conversation about this last night on our show, how we don't think Fish handled it correctly, because you do need kind of a thick skin when you're in the media. Now, that doesn't say that people have the right to talk to you like that, because they don't, you know. And by me talk to you like that, I meant what happened to Vonderhaar whenever he had the whole...
Exactly.
Hello, welcome back. Whenever he had that whole issue going on, nobody has a right to talk to anybody but they talk to Vonderhaar. However, Fish didn't get it as bad as Vonderhaar, but his reaction was way over the top. I'm gonna take my toys and go home, was basically what he said. I just read a story. The Polytron producer was like, "We didn't know he was canceling Fez 2 until we saw it." Until we saw his announcement. So he apparently nobody knew. This was like an off-the-cuff, last-minute decision on his part.
Like I said last night, I understood that some people cannot handle the pressure, but hire somebody who can if you can't. You're not supposed to quit, because that just makes you look bad. What if in a few months you decide, you know what, I think I want to work on a game? You just gave yourself a bad name. No company's going to want to work with you. No team's going to want to work with you, because they're going to be like, if something goes bad, he's going to want to quit. So, no. You just mess yourself up. That goes for any job. If you go and say, well, I was a game developer. You know, I made Fez 2. It was a success. Oh, you're that guy who quit. Now, we don't need you working here.
Yep.
Just next time, hire somebody, or very quietly take a break. If you take a break and you just don't come back, nobody notices that you're gone. They're not upset. All right. It's time for Friday Sales. Are you ready, Sal?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Some people look forward to when I do this. I got yelled at a couple of Fridays back, like right before Jen went on vacation. A couple of Fridays back. Where's the state sales? Okay, I'm getting to it. Give me time. All right. There is a lovely game called Mata Hari. If you don't know who Mata Hari was, you should be slapped, especially you ladies. She was a double agent during the 1940s or 30s or something like that. She was killed because they couldn't figure out whose side she was on. They were like, screw it, kill her, by firing squad. And she was a badass chick because she did not cry. She smoked a cigarette and said, do it. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like that she did. She looked at him. She wasn't scared. Go ahead, shoot me. Fine. But anyway, there's a game bearing her name and likeness. 28 cents, a gamer's game. Pick it up. All the Sleeping Dogs DLC you can pick up at Steam for 49 cents each. Come on now, people. You got 49 cents. All of them. Wow. The Top Dog Silver Pack, the Retro Triad, Monkey King Pack, Gangland Style Pack, all that good stuff. You also have Universa Europolis, 50 cents.
That's huge.
That is 50 cents if you are interested. Hearts of Iron, Soviet Sprite, that's going to be 50 cents as well. Magicka DLC, also at Gamer's Gate, the Nippon one, 50 cents. Some of you were like, I like that. I like it. I know you do. All of those, pretty much all the Magicka DLC, Wizard Survival Kit, 50 cents, and, oh, that's nice. And Magicka is a great game. If you never played it, now's the time to pick it up. Okay, this one's going to get snow. Pet Vet 3D Animal Hospital, 97 cents at Gamer's Gate.
I don't like you anymore. Leave me alone.
All right, here's another game Baby Nastrix and I played, which she did like at the beginning, and then we got bored with it. My Boyfriend is 97 cents at Gamer's Gate. It started out interesting, the storyline, and then it just got boring. They didn't get in depth. That's what they do with some of the games they create that are supposed to be for girls. Give me some depth. Yes, I'm running an ice cream stand, but I need to be able to keep track of the ice cream and if it goes bad and if the truck doesn't show up and how much profit did I make off of these sprinkles. I need stuff like that. Okay. Horse Camp. Don't ask. 98 cents at Gamer's Gate. I have no interest in that whatsoever. Sorry, guys. I'm a developer. Sorry. Christmas Mahjong, if you like Mahjong. 99 cents at Gamer's Gate. Wait a minute. Vampire Mansion is also on sale at Gamer's Gate for 99 cents. No idea what that's about. Vampires, I'm guessing. Airline Tycoon Deluxe. Gamer's Gate for 99 cents. Hey, I try to educate the masses. All right, for those of you who are like, I am balling, I got way more than 99 cents. Hit me up, Corey, hit me up. Okay, you can pick up a copy of Ultimate Doom for $1.24 on Steam. Additionally, for $1.24, you can pick up Spear of Destiny, Hexen Beyond Heretic, Death Kings of the Dark, Doom 3, Resurrection of Evil, Heretic the Shadow Serpent, Wolfenstein, because I get yelled at about these bunch here about how I say that, but 3D is on sale for $1.24. Sleeping Dogs as well, the Zodiac Tournament, all those, $1.24. That's not like you were like, I am seriously balling. I got a whole 10 bucks. I'm going to get me a burger, some fries, and all that good stuff. Well, if you got Tropico already, you can pick up the Voodoo DLC for $2 at Gamer's Gate. You can also pick up the One Need a Military DLC, same thing. This is all for Tropico. I love Tropico. Vigilante, also $2. Gamer's Gate, they are, wow. There's also a game, you guys are going to love this, Hell Yeah, Pimp My Rabbit. That's the name, that's the title of the game, Hell Yeah, Pimp My Rabbit, for $2 at Gamer's Gate. I don't know what that game is about. Aren't you interested in that one? Don't you like rabbits? No.
No. No.
See, I try to educate you. She's not one. Farm Frenzy, which I was looking at last for some reason. $2.48 at Gamer's
Gate. What is with all the farming things? I don't understand all the farming games.
Well, none of them are good because, you know, the only one that's actually been good in my whole tenure as a gamer, Sim Farm, because it was actually farming. You had to keep track of the seasons and the wind and the ground, and that's if you're going to be a simulator, be a simulator. Emergency 3, $2.49 at Gamer's Gate. I don't know what that's about, but it sounds like you might be running a hospital.
which Snow's going to like. You heard that, right? Emergency 3, Gamersgate. Gumby, don't you roll your eyes at me.
Not playing it. I just did.
Don't you roll your eyes at me, girl. Okay, so then let me dump down, because some of you are like, come on now, bring it. I got mad cash. I got 20 bucks. Well, go over to Gamersgate with your 10 bucks and pick up the Showdown Effect that leaves you $10 to buy your your burger and fries and drinks. Stop texting me. Yuta Farmer, and yes, I said that right, Yuta Farmer, is $10 at Gamersgate. Deponia, which I have not played but I keep hearing about, is also $10 at Gamersgate. Gamersgate is, looks like they're trying to make up for the money they may have lost during the Steam sales. Speaking of simulators, Snow, you might want to pay special attention to this. At Gamersgate, The Sims 3 70s, 80s, and 90s stuff, $14.96. Pets, outdoor living stuff, what? Diesel stuff, town life stuff, The Sims 3 Supernatural, all of these are $14.96.
What?
I'm sorry. If they had university, I'd be
able to.
Give
me a link to that, yo.
Go to Gamersgate. Which one? You want Pets? I'm going to drop this to Snow.
No, the Supernatural one.
Look, woman, I gave you the Pets. You find your way to the rest. Okay, Dragon Age Origins.
Fun.
For you Mac users, Mac people, $14.96. It don't get no gooder. Pick. That was bad English. At least I realize it's bad. Okay, those of you who are never played the Walking Dead game, it is excellent. You can pick it up for $14.99 at Gamersgate. Is anybody else having a sale this week? Is it just all about the Gamersgate? They are not playing around. Okay, Green Man Gaming. Okay, now we're getting into the big ball. Oh, I'm going to have to tell Snow about this. I'm sorry. Let me back it up. The Sims 3 Islands Paradise Seasons Pets Plus. All $29.96 at Gamersgate as well. Sorry.
Is that together or is it separate?
No. The three plus pets is probably going to have more than one in the pack. I'm sure somebody has a pack. You know, you just have to look around. You got to learn a comparison shop, even when online, people. Don't be lazy. Grid 2 is on sale as well at Gray Man Gaming for $29.99. And you are still going, I am big balling. Well, you got $34.99. You can pick up
a big baller.
Shakala. Oh, wait. The Sims 3 Plus University Life is $37.46, which is not much off the regular price, honestly, there, Gamersgate. Seasons as well, and Island Paradise and Deluxe, which probably comes with two or three expansion packs as well, all on sale for $37.46. Majesty Collection, also an interesting game, $39.98. And some of you are like, I don't care the cost, I want it. Well, you can pick yourself up a QuakeCon pack for $89.99. And let me just tell you what's in that QuakeCon pack. That's at Steam, by the way. As soon as it loads up. Why, Steam, why? Why are you not cooperating, Steam? Why you no work? Well, whatever's in the QuakeCon pack, it's $89.99. You can pick yourself up a copy. If this page ever loads, I will be happy to tell you what's in it. But if it's QuakeCon, it's probably got a T-shirt and some tickets for QuakeCon. I have yet to go to a QuakeCon. Does not interest me. I was never a fan of Quake. I know some of you were like, blasphemy, but I just wasn't. I tried. Do you ever play Quake? Snow White?
No.
Are you looking at Sim stuff? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not interested in it. I might be.
Somebody come and get the Snow. Just take her away.
The Supernatural pack was good.
You don't have that one.
Vampires and
oh my God, girl.
No, I don't.
You have to get. I didn't know you didn't have it. Okay, that's the best one to me.
No.
I don't like the fairies, but I love the djinn. Like a genie?
I want fairies.
I love the djinn. I was trying to get my djinn to marry an alien, and the alien kept leaving, so she did something to him. She pulled him into her bottle or something crazy like that, so he couldn't go away to his spaceship. It was really funny.
Wow.
She was. That's called.
I'm really getting this, by the way.
That's called stalker chick. You can just. You're never leaving me. Okay, QuakeCon pack finally loaded, so let me tell you what's in it that you're getting. This is a lot of stuff for $89.99. If I had it, I think I would get this. I don't even play any of these games. It's just a good deal. Call of Cthulhu, Commander Keen, Dishonored, Dishonored, The Knife of Dunwall, Dishonored, Void Walker Arsenal, Dishonored, Dunwall Trials, Doom 3, Doom 3, Resurrection of Evil, the BFG Edition, Doom 2, Fallout 3, Game of the Year Edition, Fallout Vegas, Dead Money, Fallout Vegas, Honest Heart, and Old World Blues, as well as Gunrunner's Arsenal. I'm still not finished. Don't walk away. Lonesome Road, Fallout New Vegas, Final Doom, Heretic, Shadow of the Serpent Riders, Hexen 2, and also Hexen Beyond Heretic, Death Kings of the Dark Citadel, Levels for Doom 2, Quake, Quake 2, Quake 2 Mission Pack, Quake 2 Mission Pack, The Reckoning, and Ground Zero, Arena, Team Arena, Quake 4, Quake Mission Pack, Scourge of Armagon. I'm not done yet. Quake Mission Pack 2, Dissolution of Eternity, Rage, Rage the Scorchers, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Wolfenstein, whatever you want to say it, Rogue Warrior, Spear of Destiny, The Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind, Game of the Year Edition. The Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion, Game of the Year Edition. It also comes with Skyrim, Skyrim Downguard, Skyrim Dragonborn, Hearthfire, Ultimate Doom, Doom, and Wolfenstein 3D. And that would normally cost you $136.60. I'm sorry. It would normally cost you $226.59. Today, you get it for $89.99. Y'all, that's like 15 to 20 games there you just got. That's called Desk Gamer Orgasm. Right there is what that is. I don't even play some of those games. Okay, I did play those Morrowind. Morrowind scared me.
It was pretty scary. I got to admit, it was pretty freaking scary.
It was scary to me because it was my first time in a game like that that was open world, that wasn't a GTA thing. It was just they dropped you and it was like, okay, go for what you know. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? This is like an MMO and it's just me in it. What do I do? Now I'm not so scary. Plants were evil. I was picking plants and eating them. I was getting poisoned. You have been poisoned. Oh, what? But my character's hungry. What am I supposed to eat?
Dang. All right. Shoot.
Look, and you know me, I'm always friendly. Like, I'm always friendly in the game, so I see these people camping, and I run up like, hey, and they're like, killer, oh, crap. Hey, how y'all doing? My name's Corey, killer.
You have no idea how many times I've done that in games like that. But like, hey, God, oh, crap. Like, I didn't really say crap, but I can't say what
yes,
I said on the morning,
yes.
On the morning air.
Yes. You get cut in the face.
Right?
Are you fighting with James in the chat room?
No. He was just all like thinking I was ginger and stuff. And he's all like, what? What? I'm not good enough for you, James? Is that what this is? Okay.
Oh. Come here, baby.
I may not be as cute as her, but I'm still fun.
You all are cute in your own whole rights, all on your own. So y'all have two different kinds of cute. You are goth cute, and she is perky.
All right, so
you're gonna say she's perky cheerleader cute, and you're goth cute.
Anyway,
I'll act like you like being goth. I don't know why you went yeah. You like being goth. Why you went yeah?
No, I do like being goth. I do. Okay, so. A space simulation game, Star Citizen, has apparently hit a $15 million crowdfunding milestone.
Is it out yet?
That actually sounds kind of fun to me. I know. Hold on. Robert Space Industries announced that its upcoming space simulation, Star Citizen, has raised over $15 million through crowdfunding. The crowdfunding cash comes from a combination of money raised through a highly successful Kickstarter campaign and crowdfunding efforts on the Robert Space Industries company and Star Citizen websites. And this is a quote for you. That the company put on its website. It says, it's unbelievable. Star Citizen fans have helped us reach the $15 million mark without any special promotion. 10 years ago, big publishers decided space games weren't profitable, and you are proving them very, very wrong. Robert Space Industries revealed that reaching this milestone unlocks some new features to be added in the upcoming game, including the flyable ship class, the escort carrier, a free digital 42-page upgrade handbook manual, which explains how to overclock your ship's computer, by the way, an in-game laser pistol for every backer, for people that have funded the milestone, by the way, and a whole lot more. Robert Space Industry also revealed the $17 million rewards should the company hit that milestone. Those unlocks include a ship upgrade package for every backer containing an engine modifier and an additional flyable ship class, the Battle Cruiser. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's awesome, dude. I would absolutely love a good space simulator because I tried to play Eve, which whenever somebody thinks space simulator, that's the game that pops in my head is Eve. Eve is boring. I mean, it's hard. It really is a hard game, but it's very slow. It's a slow-paced game. It is
that's
not for the faint of heart, let me tell
that's
you.
That's what does it for me is that it's slow. I didn't find it hard. You just can't play with Blaster. Is that what you did? Did you go play with Blaster the first time?
I tried to play with someone else. You know who I tried to play with. And they were like, well, come on over here. No, don't do that. Do this. Come, no, you need to go here now. I'm like, would you just leave me alone? Let me figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah, you can't play with Blaster. I played with Blaster. That was a bad move. Blaster is hard to play with. Oh, God. You don't want to play with Blaster. Corey, just push the button. Just push it. Just push the warp button. Okay, I'm trying to read stuff. No, you don't need to read. Yes, I do. I want to know what I'm doing. You're not going to be here all the time. No. Come on. Oh, man. Then he asked me the next day, were you having fun? Are you going to play again? No. Because I have no idea what I'm doing. I didn't. You know, you come back and you're like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what I was doing. You were like, push this button, push this. I need to read so I know what I'm doing. I'm one of those people that they write that stuff for. Horror of the Orient is trending. How about that? And I can just imagine what people are trying to figure out. What is that? Yeah, they just got a lot of press for themselves. Very nice. You leak some footage and you get popular. All right, if you have not played Infinite Crisis, which I will try to get to streaming this weekend. I've been trying to every weekend. Has not been working out. Wait a minute. This says I want a giveaway. When did I win a giveaway? oh my God. That was years ago. Okay, yeah, I won something. Okay, anyway, Infinite Crisis is having a giveaway for keys. We do not have any, but I am in the beta. You could go over to Infinite Crisis and register. Oh, nope. Oh, you go check out our friends at Eurogamer, actually. They're the ones who have keys. We don't have any, and I don't normally do this, but I like them so much at Eurogamer because they're so nice to us. You can sign up for Infinite Crisis, get yourself a key, and get in there and play. Anybody who plays with me, please tell me how to work Wonder Woman so I can make her pick up the car. I've been having problems with that. But anyway, if you dive in, you can take on the roles like Nightmare Batman, Gaslight Catwoman, and, of course, Wonder Woman is in. She has her Amazon outfit, and she has her cutesy Wonder Woman outfit. You got Poison Ivy. They represented with the women. I got to give them credit. We got a lot of women to choose from there. Harlequin is in there, I believe, as well. So I love it. Absolutely fun to play if you love PvP, you know, constant PvP, which I can't do all the time, but every now and again, I got a little pent-up aggression. I need to cut a few people, pick some cars up and throw them on you. So go and check that out if you haven't played yet. You will love it, I promise. And if not, check me out sometime over the weekend. Again, I plan on streaming it if I can get around to it, if I can break away from Prison Architect once my cousin comes. Or if snow doesn't get supernatural
so
and distract me.
I might get supernatural. I don't know. I'm kind of mad that no one has given me Prison Architect yet because I want to play the game now. Corey has got me freaking hooked on a game I haven't even played. How about that?
You can get it. Just get it on Steam. For cheaper than Supernatural,
how much is it?
I might add. It was 17-something last
week. But I really want Supernatural, though.
Why don't you get
actually,
both?
Supernatural is like $14.96 now.
Okay, then you could get them both for the price of work it out.
All right, I'm gonna work it out.
Look, I
all
snapped.
Right, then.
So apparently it's gonna work because I snapped. You understand?
That's right. That means it's gonna work right there.
Because I snapped. Wait a minute. I had another one. I thought. I can't do that one.
Oh. Is it a nighttime story?
No, I just can't.
Okay.
It has to do with something that happened.
Well, I got a quick one.
Go ahead.
All right, apparently, Ultimate Poker, for those of you who enjoy online gambling, has dealt its 10 millionth hand. Yes, 10 million hands. After only 3 months in operation online, UltimatePoker.com dealt a 10 millionth hand of real money online poker at 10:22 a.m. today, which was actually yesterday. The 10 millionth hand was playing at a 25-cent, 50-cent no-limit hold'em table. The players who was dealt that hand, Steve Kelly, won $6.85.
$6?
With an
$8 shot caller.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Big baller. Slow down. High roller. During an ace high during the hand, but because he was also the 10 millionth hand, UltimatePoker.com gave him an additional $5,000 prize. All right, now that's a big ballin'. Right? In addition, each remaining player at the table also received $500 for taking part in the hand. When it hit its 9 millionth hand, Ultimate Poker gave away $23,000 during a series of 21 cash prizes leading up to the 10 millionth hand. Ultimate Gaming was the first company in the United States to offer legal and secure online poker in April. On July 25th, it received final approval from the Nevada Gaming Commission for its real money online poker game. UltimatePoker.com is only available in Nevada, and that's the only place where online gambling is legal. Other states that allow online real estate gambling.
Cut it.
No, we're done. That was it. We're done.
All right.
That's why I was talking so fast. All right.
All right, we'll see you guys.
It is the weekend. We will not be here tomorrow. Don't tune in. We're not here.
See you Monday.
Peace out.
Everything is skipping and jumping and moving real slow. Looking at my health on the top and it's dropping real low. Spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll. PST and GG, cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So drop your mouse and log real quick and hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
Peace out.
Like that.